The 1-0. He swings, and that's a line drive to left, a base hit. In will come Grimm, clapping his hands as he steps on home. He started it with that bunt single to get aboard with two outs, and Young brings him in. Another two-out RBI for Jared Young. 9-7 Bemidji.
Runners going. Grimm towers one. Misses back high and deep. And say goodbye. That is into the playground out beyond right center. Right out there next to the 338 mark. A little more to the center. Otto Grimm, a three-run home run. His fourth dinger of the season. 3-0 Bemidji in the top half of the first. Runners at the corners. And here is Grimm stepping in again. And he takes that pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. Well, we don't need to say too much else. He smashed his last plate appearance out of here. Out to the playground over in right center. Fourth home run of the year, a three-run shot. And he reaches, and he's hit another one deep. Straightaway center. Is that going to get out? Yes, it does! Wow. This kid continues to amaze us. Straightaway center field, Otto Grimm. Powers out his second home run of the afternoon.
I'll be inning.
And it's 9-0. Thank you, Tom.
So the 0-2. Off speed, grounder to second. It's a tough one. It hops off the glove. Here comes Young. The throw is not going to be in time. Bemidji wins 10-9 in 9.
Just getting into the bottom of the first, and here's Joel Hoover.
Carter Howell will be the pitcher for Moorhead as he is making his fourth start of the season. He is 1-3 to this point in the year. He's got an ERA of 5.60. Has pitched 15 innings, second most on this Moorhead team this year. Has allowed the most walks of any Moorhead pitcher so far. 15 walks to this point in the season in the four games that he has pitched. That's, well, if you were keeping up with the numbers there, that's a walk per inning that he has issued out, which could be something to watch for, is this Lumberjack team does a great job of drawing walks.
Well, and the Lumberjack players have to be aware of that as well going in.
Certainly do if they've checked the numbers. Howell pitching from the right side, fires one in and misses high and outside for a ball to Hunter Olson. Batting on the right side, Olson coming off a game on Monday in which he hit his first home run for the Lumberjack varsity. And he takes another ball, this time low, 2-0. Olson this year batting 240, but getting on base half the time he steps up to the plate. 2-0. Outside corner, called strike, 2-1.
Always think for the leadoff hitter, the on-base percentage is more important than the batting average. In a lot of cases, you're not in a situation where you're going to be driving in a lot of runs, moving people over. In a lot of cases, it's a matter of just getting on base for to be driven in.
And Hunter Olson has drawn a strike there on a 3-1 pitch. 3-2, that must have just caught the outside corner. It looked like he was headed down. Here's the payoff, and that is swung on and hit nicely out toward left field. Left fielder did not read it well, and Olson is going to turn and get into second, and he's going to hold up there with what is at the moment a leadoff double, though that was not well read at all by Cole O'Connell, the left fielder, and we may have to wait. I think they are putting a hit up there on the board.
That's
that was
hit.
Not well read.
It's a hit. I mean, there are any number of things can enter into something like that. Didn't get the glove on the ball at all, but yeah, he did make that first step in. It's not a good idea to ever do that. You want to make that first step back.
Matt Fitzgerald hits a bouncing bunt to the pitcher, who's able to easily glove and throw over to first, but able to advance on to third goes Hunter Olson, so the sack bunt is hit to perfection by Matt Fitzgerald, even though it was a bit of a bouncer, and over toward the first base side, Howell fields it, throws out to Stets. And it's one away, but a runner now on to third, and that will set up Otto Grimm to step on up with an opportunity to drive in Hunter Olson.
Wind is blowing in from left field, but just barely this afternoon.
First pitch to Grimm is fired in high, 1-0. The Gopher commit is batting 444 this year, getting on base at a 541 clip. The 1-0 is swung on and fouled away the opposite way, and just bounces off the fence in front of Paul Bunyan Drive, 1-1.
One thing I've seen several times from Otto Grimm over the last couple, 3 years as well is he will go with the pitch, and he can hit with power to any field.
1-1. This one is skied and fouled straight back. Grimm not happy with that one. 1-2 now.
Every now and then you get a pitch with that you feel you should have driven, and you get that sense there with Grimm that was one he wanted.
One ball, two strikes to Otto Grimm. And the pitch down low. Catching that off the dirt was Gunkel, the catcher, 2-2. Howell working quickly from the stretch. Hunter Olsen aboard at third with one out. The 2-2, swing and a miss. Throw down over to third, not in time to get Olsen. But Otto Grimm goes down on strikes. And a rare strikeout from Grimm, just his fourth of the season, and it leaves the runner stranded at third with two outs. And now it's up to Caleb Carlson, who has been very good at driving runs in this year, the team leader in RBI with 15.
Just having that runner over on third with one out because you have all kinds of potential to get the guy home.
First pitch to Carlson is fired high, 1-0 the count.
Unfortunately for the Lumberjacks, strikeout isn't one of them, but you could have a wild pitch in that situation, a ground ball to the infield. Of course, that's now out of play.
As Carlson swings and fouls one up and back, 1-1. Carlson this year batting .484, also gets on base at a great clip, .541. His on-base percentage. Towel again works quickly. The 1-1. Swung and fouled away. Once again up and over the Jacks dugout and headed out toward the road. 1-2.
Seems the Jacks are just a little bit behind at this point.
Making the adjustment. Grimm certainly felt he should have had a couple there, and he was close on them. The 1-2. Off speed and just misses outside. That looked pretty close.
Yeah, that was a nice pitch.
Good breaking ball from Carter Howell. It's 2-2. Hunter Olsen aboard at second. Two down here in the bottom of the first in a scoreless game. As Carlson swings and towers one out towards center field. Tracking over goes Jensen. It's going to drop in left center, and that is going to score Olsen, and Carlson will get into second with a standing double. It is a two-out RBI double from Caleb Carlson. Fifth time this season he has driven in a run with two outs, and it is 1-0 Bemidji.
With the left-handed stick up there, they had the center fielder in Jensen shaded toward right field, and the left fielder was playing pretty much straight away left. So there was a big gap out there, and Carlson found it.
This is a very good team, especially Carlson and Grimm in the middle of that order at hitting the opposite way, the Lumberjacks, as Jared Young now swings and sticks one into center. That will drop in for a base hit. Carlson will stop up at third while Young will stay at first. And keep the inning rolling here. Another two-out rally, much like we saw last week up at Thief River Falls, Tom. And the Lumberjacks now with runners at the corners and threatening again. And now it's up to Jacob Amble to try to keep the inning going.
Carlson wanted to score in the worst way on that one, but I think Fogelson made the right call in holding him up.
Yeah, no question. But a first pitch swing and single for Jared Young, and we'll see what the play is going to be for him over at first. With Amble now stepping in on the right side, and he takes the ball on the outside, 1-0.
Howell's got a good slow breaking ball. That's one thing we've noted so far. Of course, Carlson's had his working in the first inning, too.
Young has to dive back over to first as they do a quick check throw on him, do Howell and his first baseman Stets. Infield pinched in at the corners. 1-0. Runner goes down to second. Throw goes down, and it is into center field, and that is going to allow Caleb Carlson to score. A poor throw and an ill-advised throw from Wyatt Gunkel, who tried to throw out a very good base runner in Jared Young. He missed to the right, and it is 2-0, Lumberjacks.
Yeah, so stolen base for Jared Young, and then call E2 on the throw. That allows the run to score.
Indeed. So 2-0 now. Bemidji using some base running smarts and benefiting from the error to score another run and take a 2-0 lead as Amble now has a 3-0 count in his favor. The pitch from Howell, and that one misses as well. A four-pitch walk issued to Jacob Amble, and what started out as a terrific, getting to two outs kind of work by Carter Howell, especially with the strikeout to Otto Grimm, has now suddenly become damage limitation here in a 2-0 game, and runners aboard at first and second. With the big bat of Brendan Kuchenmeister stepping up. First pitch is swung and shot sky high into shallow center field. Holm is under it at second, and he will snare it and end the inning. But not before Bemidji is able to tack on two runs, and they do so on three hits. One error in there, and two are left aboard. As we will move into the top of the second, it is Bemidji 2 and Moorhead nothing on the Lumberjack Radio Network.